Welcome to the studio, Ian.
Thank you, I'm happy to be here.
I am also glad you are here with us today, because a few years ago, you were involved in a terrible accident, weren't you?
It wasn't the first or only accident in my life, but definitely the worst.
What happened?
Well, at the time, I used to do a lot of mountain sports like skiing, snowboarding, mountain climbing, and so on. Then I got into free soloing. That's basically rock climbing with no ropes. So if a fall occurs, the climber is certain to be seriously injured or more likely killed. Well, I fell 150 meters off a cliff and ended up paralyzed from my waist down.
How did you react when you learned that you wouldn't walk again?
When I first learned I wouldn't be able to walk again, I refused to believe it. I convinced myself that the doctors were wrong and that I would walk again. I have always been a fighter, so I thought I would fight it and win. But I eventually had to accept reality, and then I really felt like it was the end of the world. I was seriously depressed for quite a while. But then I started to think about what I could do.
And you didn't let your condition stop you from being active?
No, I still do lots of sports like mountain biking and skiing. Fortunately, today there is amazing technology in materials and biomechanical concepts that allows companies and individuals to develop and adapt custom equipment for disabled athletes.
And you have done some amazing things, like mountain biking through the Rockies, and you even land sailed across the Nevada desert. For your last challenge, you skied across an Alaskan glacier. Tell us about that.
Right, well, I organized that trip with three friends. One had his leg amputated after crashing his car during a rally. Another lost his arm in combat, and the third is paraplegic. It was tough at times, but we had a great time, and I was delighted to spend time doing something so awesome with those guys.
Inspiring stuff. And you have created a charity for disabled athletes, right?
Not quite. The whole idea behind my group is that disabled athletes help themselves and each other to not rely on help from others.
Really?
Yeah, basically we encourage former athletes who are disabled to challenge themselves and remain active. We give advice and support, and we get together to do a range of activities. We also get together regularly to discuss things like the latest technology, disabilities, and legal issues. I also give talks at universities and to companies about motivation and so on.
I see. Ian, you are definitely an inspiration to many and have been getting a lot of attention lately. There's going to be a documentary film about you and your work on TV soon, and I hear it's very good. You've also been approached about a feature film, but refused. Have you thought about writing an autobiography?
You know, I really don't like talking about myself and I rarely give interviews, so I don't think so.
Okay then. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today. It was an honor.
You're welcome.